Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And the question going to be, actually, let me just read out the email. That would be important. If I read out the email, well, then you'll have some understanding of what I'm actually bloody talking about. Hi, now. I am really freaking out. My sister called me yesterday and told me my boyfriend of 7 years is planning to propose to me on Christmas Day in the middle of dinner in front of the whole family. And I'm mortified. Getting proposed on Christmas Day is genuinely a nightmare to me. It's not the time or the place. It should be something special and personal. Don't get me wrong, I can't wait to marry him. We've spoken about it on numerous occasions, and I can't imagine ever marrying anybody else. He is my person, but proposing in the middle of a Christmas dinner, I just couldn't imagine anything worse. We planned months ago to go to my parents for Christmas. My mom insisted on us all being there. She loves hosting. And it's the first Christmas in years where me, my partner, my brother, his wife, the kids, my sister and her fiancé are all going to be there at the same time. I did always want to have my entire family to be there when I was proposed to, but not like this. I always thought my boyfriend would wait for a special time, make it really romantic, not just piggyback off the back of a dinner my mom is making. My sister has begged me not to say anything to him because he told her in confidence. But I can't let him go through with this. It would totally crush him if I told him not to propose to me. But I don't know what I should. Should I just let it happen and say yes? I want to marry him, yes. But how well does he really know me if he's proposing to me on Christmas? I really don't know what to do. If you or your listeners could give me any advice, I would really, really appreciate it. Clodagh. Yeah, Clodagh. So, what advice would you give Clodagh? Would you say to Clodagh, yeah, go for it, let him do it, just say yes, get over it? Or would you say, look, love, stick to your guns. You are right. It is kind of piggybacking and hijacking your mother's big day, isn't it? It's like I was at a wedding a long time ago. And during the wedding, you're not going to believe this, right? The best man was doing his speech. And, you know, he was thanking everybody and all of the usual stuff. He was thanking everybody. But what happened was he then turned around and said to the bridesmaid, who was his girlfriend, will you marry me? In the middle of the speech at somebody else's wedding. And everybody went, oh, no. Oh, no. The bride started crying, not because she was happy for the two of them, because he had just hijacked their wedding. She gets up and goes, of course I'll marry you, Damien. Sorry, I've just blown it and given away the name. Of course I'll marry you. It was the wrong time and the wrong place. I mean, even the cliche Eiffel Tower would be fine. But let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me know what you think. Let me go to John in Galway. John, hi, how are you?
Yeah, she needs to put it together, a story. She needs to put him off track. She needs to tell him she's heard of a lad that's going to propose.
Ooh, good one. Yeah.
Just somebody
else. Yeah, but he's not stupid. He knows she's talking about him, won't he?
Oh, no, us lads, we do stupid things like that. Like, Jesus Christ. Proposed on Christmas Day, like leave Christmas Day for Jesus and Santa Claus. Don't, you know what I mean? Fucking don't. It's the worst day of the year. Bring her down to Ballybunion or bring her to the sea. Or
Ballybunion?
You know, but don't fucking bring it up when you're putting the crackers, because it's not going to fucking work. You know?
Like, it's not that romantic, is it really?
Not really. Not when your father-in-law is trying to choke on a chicken, or, you know, everyone's pissed and oh my God. I know, it's just like something.
God bless him. His heart is in the right place. You know what I mean? He's just not thinking, is he?
All the lads think this is Christmas Day and it's Christmas time and New Year's. She'd be so delighted. But no, she needs a special day for. Be proposed to. She needs to be up on
wined and dined. Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, out in a boat in Loch Carron or just something away from everyone.
You, by the way, there seems to be a few experiences here, John. Ballybunion, a boat in Loch Carron. Did you do all of these things or something? You seem to know an awful lot about it.
No, I had a shotgun stuck up my arse.
Okay,
so,
well, your wedding was a shotgun wedding, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, generally speaking. Well, no,
for people who don't know what a shotgun, well, everybody listening to this show knows what a shotgun wedding was. It was a thing years ago. It's not really nowadays, but it was a thing years ago when you got the bride-to-be pregnant and the father would turn around and say, you better marry her.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that. But we had an awful job pointing away the clergy, the nuns, because they wanted to fucking, they had a done deal like, would you like to buy a fucking child? But we sorted that one out. You know? That bastard.
Right. Yeah. John, you're getting very angry tonight. You want to relax yourself there.
I need to chill out because I'm thinking, no, just don't. Please don't do it on Christmas Day. Just bring her to Ashford Castle or just away from the, you know.
The madness, the mayhem.
Yeah, the madness. Christmas Day is for turkeys and shit like that.
And family and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Family and all this. But,
So you're saying her, your advice is... She should say to him,
huh?
She should say to him, like in a jokey way, you're not going to believe this. One of the lads in work has said he's going to propose on Christmas Day. What a fool.
Yeah. He needs to give him a little hint as to put him off track, you know?
Yeah, to show him, yeah.
Well, maybe she proposed to him on Christmas fucking Eve. Come up. You know, I don't know. It's just, I definitely, Christmas Day is for the turkey and the sprouts and all that shit.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, Angry John. Let me go to Margaret, who's normally much pleasanter. Margaret, hi, how are you?
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm very well. I'm laughing.
Good.
Jeez,
John's very angry there, isn't he, tonight? Loch Carron.
You couldn't find the papers. I was laughing.
I know. I was. I did. I have so many papers here in front of me. I lost the one I was looking for.
I was saying the question coming up has you upset. that was going through my mind, you know. Were you thinking on those lines when you were proposed to Karen?
No, not at all. A much, much more romantic proposal than that, I have to say.
Oh, well, I was proposed on the 33 bus going down Calvert Street. So you couldn't get any more romantic than that, could you?
The number 33 bus, was it full?
Yeah. Oh, well, there was a good few people, and I turned around and said, what? I was deciding I should get off at the corner here and walk into the Pro Cathedral and get married now. He said, you're not taking me serious at all. So, are you serious?
And did he produce the ring on the bus?
Huh?
Did he produce the ring on the bus and everything?
No. He asked me, would I marry him?
Why would he ask you to marry him and not have a ring?
I know. He brought me then a couple of days later, then when he got his wage packet, to buy the ring.
Where did you go? Did you go to MacDell's, the Happy Ring House?
Not at all. I don't know where it was anyway. I got two stones anyway.
Right.
I still have it and I still have the wedding band.
Oh, okay. Do you wear them still?
And... No, I do not.
Yeah.
No.
And would you not flog them?
No, well, somebody said that to me. Oh, get them fucking rid of them.
Are they diamonds?
Oh, yeah, diamonds, diamonds.
Yeah, you get a few quid for them.
You know, and the wedding band, you know.
Well, the wedding band is not worth, that's not worth much. Yeah, a couple of hundred quid.
And the eternity ring, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But the eternity ring, the eternity ring and the engagement ring, if it's got two stones, what would it be? A carrot or two carrots between them?
Oh, I don't know. They're biggish.
Biggish. Okay, maybe two carrots between them. Jeez, you get a few quid for that. You get 10 grand for that.
Seven diamonds in the eternity ring.
Yeah, well, you could be looking at 2 grand for the eternity ring and maybe 10 grand for the engagement ring.
Oh, happy days. Off to Mallorca.
But you might as well. You can't bring them with you. There's no pockets and shrouds.
I can't. No.
You know what I mean?
No, I have too much fucking jewellery, and that's because I'm a fruit. I have, when I was like 21, I got a load of it. When I was 30, I got a load of it. 40, I got a load of it. 50, I got a load
but
of it.
But here's the thing. What are you going to do with them? Pardon.
Look, I have them all in the safe.
For what? What? Like, so let's say when you pop your clogs in the future.
Yeah.
Long way away from now, yeah. Margaret, I hope. But when you pop yeah. your clogs, what are you going to do? Who are you going to leave them to?
Oh, well, I'll be leaving them some to my daughter, some to my sons, some to my nieces and nephews.
Yeah, but if you sold them now, you could go on a nice cruise or something.
You know? Oh, yeah, but you look. Oh, what did I tell you?
Oh, what?
Oh.
What?
Last week I told you I won on the National Lottery.
Yeah, you won on a scratch card.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yesterday I bought another one.
And you won?
I won €100.
You did not.
And I did. And today I got another one. And I got €3 on one and €10 on another.
Jesus. This is a lucky one, John. I tell you, this is a keeper. She keeps winning on scratch cards.
So now.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying to myself, what a wonderful time to be winning a few bob coming up to Christmas.
Well, there you go. You can have another 10 grand for the two rings anyway. But anyway, look, that's neither here nor there. Okay, getting back to this fella. John says it's a mean thing to do to propose on Christmas Day in front of all the family. Is it?
No. Well, I remember my fella, ex, wanted to get engaged on my 21st. And I said, no. My 21st.
He was going to hijack your 21st.
No. I said, no way. What? And I said, no way. I said, I want an engagement party and I want me 24th. I saved for the 24th and my mother and father was 30 years married that year.
Mm.
And so we had it in the windmill in Skerries, which you'd know.
I do.
And had it there and had a disco and a meal. And there was 240 at it, and I paid for the whole lot.
Is it still called the windmill, by the way?
Yeah,
still there.
Yeah, okay. I think it is. Yeah. I think it is now. Not 100% sure now in saying that.
Mm, I haven't been there in years. Sure. Years.
But no, wrong thing to do on a Christmas day. Let them go to the mothers. Let them go and enjoy their, you know.
Do you know what I was talking about the other night? Sorry for going off the subject again. I was talking to somebody about a place that we were brought out to in the middle of the day one day and we got like a glass of lemonade and me and Dad were having a drink. And it was in Skerries or Rush or Lusk. I'm not too sure. And it was called, from my memory, Red Island.
Oh, yeah. Red Island.
Where's Red Island or what is Red Island?
Red Island is where there was a hotel there and I meant to see Tin Lizzy.
Right.
The first live band. Oh God, no!
Was it on an island? Is it on the peninsula?
No! It's on the peninsula. There's that was knocked down, and they have a green on it now, and car parking spaces, and they have a children's playground.
So it's gone.
And a lovely walk.
Well
gone.
It was a hugely popular place at the time. Anyway, getting back to the proposal. Okay, stay there for a second. Thank you, John. By the way, Maureen. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing? Where were you proposed to, Maureen? Where were you?
Jeez, I can't remember.
You're seeking to beat Margaret. She was on the number 33 bus.
Oh, I can't remember where it was.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
Surely you remember Maureen when he got down on his knee and said, Maureen, marry me.
No, I can't remember where it was. We were talking about it. That's all I remember. And we decided, okay, we're going to get engaged. And that was it.
Right.
I put it out of my mind, you know. So it's so long ago. It's over 40 years ago.
Right, okay.
But, No, I think I don't see anything wrong with him proposing to her on Christmas Day, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the way I look at it is, I think it's a lovely time of the year at Christmas. And who's to say he's going to do it in front of the family?
Well, that's what he told. He told the sister he was going to do it at the dinner table in front of everybody.
What should I? A proposal is a proposal. I mean, this is his idea. Look at it this way. She's got the rest of her life to train him. Just let him have the one day.
To train him. like a monkey. Train him.
But let him have the one day. And I don't think people take into consideration either. The man has to pluck up the courage to do this. He doesn't know if he's going to get rejected or not.
Ah, he knows he's not going to be rejected.
But a lot of men thought they weren't going to get rejected, and they did. That's the whole point about it. I mean, just let him have it and just enjoy that the festive season, and that's just thrown in, you know, for good measure. And yeah, but it's, yeah, but it's, yeah, but it's going to be a happy party.
Yeah, but it's going to be all over in 10 minutes. Like, it'll be like, will you marry me? Yeah, of course I will. Okay, who's got the gravy? You know what I mean? I mean, that, it just doesn't seem right. I mean, Margaret said, leave us. Don't do it on Christmas Day.
No,
I don't see anything wrong with it. When he's going to propose to her, let him do it.
Somebody said they bring her out the next day on a boat in the lake or something like that and do it there on his knee in the boat.
Well, it depends on where they live, right?
Mm.
So I don't know what part of the country they're in or anything like that.
Neither do I, yeah.
So we just say, for example, they live in Wexford. I don't know. We'll just say Wexford.
Her name is Clodagh, right? So she's not young.
Right, Clodagh. Right.
See, well, I'm just making that assumption, by the way. A name like Clodagh, they couldn't
out,
be young.
Bring her out for a nice meal and go for a walk along the beach and then get down on one knee if he wants to and say, Clodagh, you know I love you. We're here a long time together. We're really compatible. Will you marry me?
Mm.
Just the two of them.
Yeah.
Special moment.
Yeah.
You know, and then they can go back then up to the mother's house and go to his mother's house and family and let them all know. Should it be celebrated twice over? You know?
But I think he's doing a nice thing there, actually, because he's got the whole family there. He's including
in the
them. But you see that? Yeah, but the point about it is, for me, this business of go here, go there, go up the Eiffel Tower and all the rest of it to ask for a proposal.
Yeah, in fairness, the Eiffel Tower is a bit cliche. That's a bit old school.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I think that, to me, see, that kind of thing wouldn't kind of interest me. If I love this man and he loves me, I don't care where he proposes to me.
Dina.
If I want to marry him, I'll take the proposal. Yes, of course.
Ah, but you wanted to. But you wanted to be something new. See, here's the thing.
No, I know what you're going to say, Niall.
I know. You don't know what I'm going to say.
I do, and I'm going to answer before you say it.
No, you wanted to be something you remember. And you just told me you don't remember. So it clearly wasn't.
I do, that's true.
But it clearly wasn't that special, so if you don't remember.
But it mustn't have been. Mine was special.
Yeah, it was. At least Margaret remembers it was on the number 33 bus.
Yeah.
Do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second because I want to come to Valerie after the break as well. I have to take a quick short break. Stay there, the two of you. The number is 087-188-70. Maureen and Margaret, stay with me there for a second, sir. It does help, Molly, if I turn the microphone on, doesn't it? It does, yeah. It generally does help. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, hi. How are you?
I'm good, lads. How are you getting on?
Good. Valerie, heard Maureen. Her engagement was so special, she doesn't even remember what it was.
I know, I tell you now, Lyle, I'm sitting thinking about it, right? Okay. And we used to have the dance halls in those days, right? And you'd be sitting down in between the dance, you have the bottle of orange, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it was there sometimes because his brother was getting married, you see.
He has a feeling.
And we were going to the wedding of his brother.
I have a feeling.
And we were talking about weddings, and I think it was just a kind of a case of, you know, we should do that. Okay, and that was it. That was it, right?
We should do that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And as a good one, yeah, we'll do that, sure. And Valerie.
How is it like?
Valerie, you'd be delighted over Christmas dinner, would you?
Look, no. I'm just wondering if Maureen is still with her husband, are you?
No, she's not.
No, isn't that? That's why he wasn't so special. He didn't let.
Yeah. Clearly wasn't the romantic, most romantic soul in the world. God bless him.
No. Oh, God, no.
Red flag, Maureen.
Yeah.
So, Valerie, is there anything wrong with it? Margaret says, you know, don't do it on Christmas Day. Do it the next day when you're a personal thing. Make it personal. No?
I'd say just do it anyway. I mean, what's the big deal?
No. The mother preparing the dinner first time it has happened. And then, you know, she'd be sitting down and hoping, being all attentive to everybody, making sure everybody's all right. The poor woman would be banjaxed. And then your man pops up, will you marry me? No, I don't think so.
He's talking to the daughter, not to the mother. Come on.
Well,
imagine if he's going to be turning his around and
Valerie,
kill him.
Valerie, are you married?
I am.
Yeah. Well, what was your proposal like? Where did he propose?
Well, we had a child at the time.
Okay.
And it wasn't, well, it was kind of special in a way. We went to pick the ring.
Okay.
And it was in America. We were in New York at the time.
Okay.
And it was on 8th Avenue now, the Diamond District, I have to say, was kind of special that way. But, you know, we couldn't pick it up that day because it was too expensive.
Okay.
So Jason, my husband, you know, he paid it off. And then I was working in a restaurant in Queens.
Yeah.
And he'd finally found the money to get the ring. And he shows up outside the restaurant. I'm full of grief. And he's full. He's a carpenter. And he just went down on one knee outside the door and said, will you marry me?
So, sounds like a scene from Top Gun or something like that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you can see the music with him outside the restaurant. Yeah. By the way, when you say you didn't have the money for the ring, let's put things into perspective. How much can you remember how much the ring was in those days?
I can. It was in 2002.
Okay.
And the ring was, I think it was 2,500.
Okay. By today's standards, that was probably
a
expensive.
Lot of money.
Oh, like, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it was special, but at the same time with Clodagh, isn't that the girl's name, is it?
Yeah, Clodagh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's just been a little bit extra, you know, chill out.
Yeah, Martin.
Yeah, I agree with Valerie on that too.
Yeah, Martin sent in a text and he says, on the subject of the marriage proposal at the Christmas dinner table, I would advise this girl to, in casual conversation, say to her boyfriend that she heard this topic being discussed on your show and say to him, can you imagine how inappropriate and embarrassing it would be for the girl in question?
If I said no.
No, no, but no, but I'm just saying, he's saying, rather than let him down, she could have delay him by saying, Jason, I was listening to Isle Boyd on there the other night and some girl said her boyfriend's going to propose over Christmas dinner and she's mortified. Say, Jason, so would I be. So
yeah,
at least said that.
Not at all.
What?
I would have
yeah,
been
but hang on a second.
If he's the man I want to marry, like.
But,
yeah. Sorry,
yeah,
Mom.
But wait a minute. Didn't she say that, he told her sister in confidence,
yeah,
it?
He did. He told the, and the
well,
sister told her.
Go and tell her.
Yeah.
She had a right to keep her mouth shut.
That's but she, isn't it?
Yeah, because if it had happened and she, your one didn't know it at all, you see?
Yeah, but then, the sister was thinking of her. She was thinking of her.
Yeah, but
she was saying, Jays,
yeah,
I hope
that,
he doesn't embarrass
but
her.
But that doesn't matter. She kept out of it. Because she's actually ruined the whole thing now.
Mind your own fucking
because
business.
Because if she didn't know what was going to happen,
your
right?
Own business. Go on, yeah, sorry, Maureen.
Yeah, but if she didn't know what was going to happen. And he just suddenly, when the meal is finished, he's not going to do it in the middle of a meal. When the meal is finished, and he produces the ring and asks to marry him, and she hadn't been expecting it. And it would have been a lovely surprise that she was after getting, but she was a bitch of a sister's after.
Oh, she needs to get over herself as well, though.
Yeah, but hold on. So they're all sitting around, turkey's been served, ham has been served.
Lovely.
The gravy boat's going around, and then all of a sudden you hear... on the glass.
Oh, I think that's lovely, though.
And he goes,
lovely.
I have an announcement to make. And he asks her to marry him. I don't know. I just think that's kind of hijacking the mother's big day, is it not?
Not at all. The mother be delighted as well. Should they have a double celebration? Not at all.
Isn't that it?
Well on into the night.
Yeah, see, Margaret's not witches on this one at all. Margaret's the only one talking sense here, if you ask me.
Margaret, what are you saying, Margaret?
What I'm saying is, can you remember what day did you get engaged and what month? What date?
I know our daughter, Kira, was 6 months old, so not the date, no, or the day, to be fair. You're right, yeah.
And the other lady?
And
that's the other lady?
Valentine's Day. But wait, I said about mine.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to Cork for one day before, like we decided, oh, we're going to do this. And we had a discussion, so I myself said, you know what, when you're in Cork now, he says to me, go into the jewellers and pick it out yourself. And I did. I picked out my own ring. And he said, we're going to collect it together. And sure, look, there we went.
I can get it myself. I'll just get it myself.
I'm going to be happier on my own.
I love it.
Oh, this is madness. Hang on, let me just bring in a little bit more madness. Say there, Angela, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you doing, Angela? Angela, happy Christmas to you all, by the way. Angela,
can I just say something here now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Maureen, I am very and extremely sorry for the way I spoke to you the last time. I would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And it was one of my biggest regrets this year, and I am very, very sorry.
Aw, what happened?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Happy Christmas to Angela, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, very noble of you all. Morning. That's a lovely moment. That's even better than the engagement. Thank you very much indeed, Angela. Maureen really appreciates it, and that sounds very sincere. Now, I don't have much time, so can we get to the...
I do appreciate it very much.
Yeah, she does, and it's very sincere.
And here's an even better one. I totally agree with Maureen. Who cares where it's done? Who cares who's around? It doesn't matter.
Hold on. What she thinks matters. And she's the one who wrote the email. And it's her big day.
I wouldn't marry her.
What the thing is?
I mean, she sounds really high maintenance.
Yeah, she does sound like high maintenance.
She shouldn't know about it. Stupid, jealous cow of a sister shouldn't have opened her big gob, right? And left it as a surprise.
But the reason the sister said it to her was because she obviously knows her. We know her now too. And Valerie says he shouldn't marry her anyway. She sounds like high maintenance. But the sister obviously knows her and knows how she'd react. So I said, look, better say something to her just in case it all goes pear-shaped on the day.
No.
You know what I mean?
Run a mile.
No, you were trusted with something. You were trusted with something. You should have kept your big mouth shut. And I can tell you, June the 14th, 2008, at 25 past 10 in the morning, my ex-husband proposed to me.
Jesus Christ, specific, isn't it? Yeah.
I can remember because it was in hospital day before.
Oh, did you want to kill him then?
No, she only wanted to kill him when she caught him in bed with somebody else. That's when she wanted to kill him.
Can I say
that I got engaged in 1978 on the 18th of December at approximately 11:55 in the morning.
Where?
Yeah. In Dublin.
Where in Dublin? In a room?
I got engaged on O'Connor Street in the Ring House.
Please tell me it was under the clock at Cleary.
I thought it was on the 33 bus.
I was proposed on the 33 bus.
Oh, he did it in two halves. So he did it.
Yeah, marry him.
He elongated it. He did it in two parts.
And we went out to Portmarnock and we had dinner and we had 40 people with us and we danced all night long.
Ah, look at that. Under the moonlight.
That lovely man.
Yeah. She's not with him anymore either.
My ex-husband flew over from England.
For God's sake, lads. What are you talking about? All this lovely romantic stuff and nothing now, lads.
By the way, Valerie, are you still with your husband?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're the only one of the four of them on the air that is. But I just say.
Angela. I'll say something. She sounds like high maintenance. She sounds like, very old-fashioned Clodagh anyway. Mm.
Yeah, she couldn't be that young, to be honest with you, but a name like Clodagh.
Oh, that's a young name.
Yeah. No, Claude is not a young name. Would you go away out of that, Valerie? You don't look at a baby and go, her name is Claude. No, you don't.
Her name is Claude.
That's her name. Her name is Claude.
There's no young. There isn't any young Claudes.
No.
There's a load of names out there like that. When was the last time you saw a baby called Mary? Do you know what I mean? You just don't see Marys anymore. Or, sorry, Margaret, no disrespect. Margaret.
No, I don't see many anymore.
No.
You know?
You don't even see Angela's, to be honest with you. Angela's are gone.
A mile from her anyway, that's
for sure. Yeah. Maureen's, Margaret's, Angela's, even Valerie's. Yeah, you don't see babies called those names anymore. It's all Jasmine and Ariana and pop stars' names.
I love Emily. I think that's
Emily's okay. There are some names making a bit of a comeback. Molly, for example, my producer. Yeah, Molly would be traditionally a very old name.
Oh, Molly is a beautiful name. I love it.
Yeah, so it's traditionally...
Well, a friend of mine is Molly. Her name is Maria, but we've always called her Molly. And I used to mind a little girl. She's 17 now, Jesus. And she was Emily Daisy.
Right,
and
okay.
I love that. You know, I love those names. But getting back to it...
Just very quickly, I have 2 minutes to get back to it. Go on, Angela, 2 minutes.
It doesn't matter where.
It does.
Where did you propose to Karen?
On a beach. Foreign.
Florida.
No, it wasn't actually Florida. No, it was the Mediterranean.
Wasn't it?
On a beach.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Big plot.
Yeah. Just me and her.
Oh, they are.
We were the only ones. We were the only ones on the beach. Yeah.
Oh, you hired the beach and all
night. Oh, yeah, we didn't hire the beach. We just happened to be the only ones there because of the time of the year. Hire the beach. Listen, ladies, I've run out of time. Maureen and Angela, thank you very much. And I'm glad you made up again for Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Okay, see you, Maureen.
Niall.
Yeah, Margaret. Sorry,
Niall.
What?
When is the crew finishing up?
For this show?
Yeah, Thursday.
No, Monday. I'll be on a Monday. Monday's the day before Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'll be on a Monday night. Yeah,
you'll be on Monday. That's one. Yeah. That's all I want to know.
Do you know what you should do, Niall?
Yeah.
You should talk about old Christmas traditions on Monday night.
Okay, I'll do that.
Mm. And anybody that comes on has to sing two lines of a Christmas song before they open their mouth.
Yes, I love it.
No.
Good plan. Maybe I should just get used to produce the show.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Angela, Margaret, Maureen, Valerie. Thank you very much indeed. After the break, I will be speaking to my guest tonight about aliens under the sea and about drones flying around New Jersey. Yes, I'll be talking to those conspiracy guys. Gordon Rochford will be on. He's been on us a few times before and always got interesting takes on everything when it comes to conspiracy.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.